Grace, peace, and mercy from God, our Father, our Lord, and our living Savior, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Back in 1843, Charles Dickens wrote a novella. It was called A Christmas Carol. It's based on the premise that Christmas can come into our lives and bring to us a change of heart. The main character is Ebenezer Scrooge. He's an elderly miser, a businessman who had no sense of charity toward anyone other than himself. And Ebenezer is visited by his former business partner, Jacob Marley, who escorts him to the spirits of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas yet to come. And after these visits, Scrooge is transformed into a kinder, gentler man, a man who is open to the spirit of Christmas and is able to be open to other people, especially those who are poor and marginalized. Scrooge was motivated by a true sense of regret over his past and the fear of what kind of future awaited in store for him. Using the language of faith, we could say that he came to a point of repentance. And what we see is that a change indeed did happen. His heart was changed. He was transformed. It's the kind of story where we know the outcome, but we are enchanted and we are touched by the process a person can go through and experience. And wouldn't it be so wonderful if all our situations in life were that simple? You know, television shows have a way of bringing us to that place and everything begins in a show where everything seems to be normal, then something happens to present itself, and then there's a problem. And everyone scurries to find a solution, but no, there is no apparent problem. And then out of nowhere, a solution is presented. It's a clue. And chances are it was a clue that was presented in the story in the first 5 minutes of the show. And then the problem is resolved. Everybody's relieved. But our human situation is not that simple, nor is it that formulated. When the human will and the human spirit become involved in any endeavor, we can't know in advance how it's going to turn out. Look at Joseph in our gospel lesson for this day. The Bible really doesn't tell us a whole lot about Joseph beyond the fact that he was a good man and he worked as a carpenter by trade. He seems safe and faceless in the nativity. Well, here's what our gospel text has to say. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. At this point, God has already put together several parts of the nativity story. A number of factors have already been placed in motion. First of all, the time for the Messiah was right. God has come. And next, what God needed was some willing participants. And you know about Angel Gabriel, how that angel went to Mary. And with that news, it would shock not only Mary, her family, and her community. Really, it would shock the world. And now we hear today in our text that Mary is indeed with child. She's pregnant. And enter Joseph. He is engaged to Mary. And what we see is that Joseph has absolutely no understanding of what is going on. And he assumes what you and I would assume in similar circumstances. And he wants to back out of this relationship. And so he concludes that it's time to divorce Mary without any fuss or accusation. His feelings and his plans, well, they're understandable. If she's involved with someone else, well, then let it be. He would not go ahead and marry her. The Bible only hints at what must have been in his heart during these days. He made plans for a future and a life and a family. And now these plans have been blown apart. You know that he would have felt betrayed and so bitterly disappointed. And so it comes as no surprise that he made up his mind. He will bring it to an end. It's not pleasant, but it seems to be the most reasonable course to go through given the circumstances. You know, sometimes when we make plans, we forget to inform all those people who are affected by what our plans might be. Do you think that was the case with God? The Bible tells us the time was right and Mary was willing to be the servant of the Lord to bring Jesus in the world. But did God forget to tell Joseph? Did God just leave him out? Certainly, he had a very important part to play in this unfolding drama. Something had to be done in order to set the matter right. It was difficult enough to bring the Messiah into the world without having one of the major players back out because of a misunderstanding. And so, we see that an angel arrived. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. And he is relieved to find that Mary had done nothing wrong. This wasn't the tragedy that Joseph had imagined. There's no betrayal. There's no unfaithfulness. In fact, there was something completely opposite going on. A great event. One that would bring joy to the whole world, and Mary and he were to have a major part in that. And the whole world would be blessed. The details were shared with Joseph, and he had what we call a change of heart. What he had previously decided to do, now he was not doing at all. The child was going to be born. And he was going to be the earthly father of this child. It was God who brought about this change of heart in Joseph. Joseph went from being hurt to being healed. He went from doubting seriously to believing in something that he could not explain. What a turnaround that was. The story of that hymn, Amazing Grace, is pretty neat. You know, that hymn was written by John Newton. And it turns out that John Newton in himself had a big change of heart. Because John Newton was the captain of a slave ship. And one day while he was transporting slaves, he went down below the decks and heard the moans and the misery of the people that he was transporting to America. And as the story is told, he was broken by this. And so John Newton left the slave trade and wrote a number of hymns, and Amazing Grace is one of the most prominent. And among its lines that testifies to his change of heart are these words: I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. This is the kind of change of heart that comes when we find our place in the heart of God. Because of sin, we go in wrong directions. We make bad choices, bad habits and patterns that are not healthy for us or others. And because of sin, we fail to see our place in God's plan. And we can't see God very well at all. Selfishness comes in. Self-centeredness takes center stage. Misunderstanding comes our way, and sometimes we just fail to understand God's place in our own lives. What we need is a change of heart. And that change of heart can only come through an event like Christmas can bring. Well, God sent Jesus into the world to change our hearts, to be more like him, to wake us up, from the fact that we are created in God's image and likeness, and God desires a whole much better life for us. He wants to turn us from cold indifference to faith and love toward one another, a kind of a community that God really desires for us to experience in our families, in our community, and even in our world. And only Jesus' presence can change our hearts and make us men and women, those kinds of men and women that God intends us to be. It was the cross that would become necessary for Jesus. This little baby that was promised, that was placed in the arms of Mary and Joseph, was going to the cross, and he would give his life to forgive us, to save us, and to create that change of heart. We live in a world where so many need a change of heart, where so many people need to wake up to the presence of God, the good news of God and his son Jesus. Christmas is coming. Thank God he has given you a heart that is changed. And I pray that as we come closer to these days of Christmas, that you and I can be agents to share the good news, just like the angel, that what God is doing is awesome, special, and truly a blessing. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus today and always. Amen.